Morning.
Good morning.
What a gorgeous, gorgeous day out there. Enjoy it. Do something fun today. Go home, holler and scream about the Steeler game. God bless you. But it is good to be here in the house of the Lord. We've got a lot of things going on today, so we'll get right to it here. What are we doing Tuesday? Voting. You do not vote, you do not complain. Simple as that. Because if you complain but you didn't vote, then who cares what you got to say? Vote. Pray and vote. You don't know them? It's okay. Pray about it and vote. Our commitment cards today. When you come forward for communion at the pew, bring your commitment card with you. Place it in the basket. Our commitment card is all about our personal relationship with God. It is less about getting an idea of what our spending power is going to be for the coming year. Paying bills is an act of worship in this place because this church is the instrument of God through which we spread the gospel of Jesus Christ and save souls. But that commitment card, well, that's real personal between you and God, and you're going to get back a copy of that next year to see how well you did in your commitment to the Lord. So if you didn't bring it with you today, you can bring it with you whenever, as soon as you can. Just bring it back with you as soon as you can. If you do not, then the forms are available out in the narthex or through the office. You could ask me, ask Diane, we'll get you a form. If you don't have a form, write it on a piece of paper. How much time you're willing to commit to the church in prayer, in tithes, offerings, in Bible study, in service, getting involved, attendance, just write all that down. And that'll be your commitment to God, a spiritual act of worship. We also have the giveaway on December the 8th, so we're looking for more donations, and we'll be setting up on December 7th, 5:30 Friday night for the giveaway. That's all I've got. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and God, we give you thanks for today, for this moment right here. Not worrying about what we're going to do this afternoon, not worrying about what we did this morning, that's already past, but right here, right now, we praise you and worship you. We give you all the honor and the glory, for you alone are worthy. And we pray, God, that what we do is pleasing to you and life-changing to all of us. God, we pray that you bless us with a heart of flesh and open us up to receive the word that you have for us today through song and through message, through the giving of tithes and offerings, through communion, through the remembrance of the saints who have gone before. Come, Holy Spirit, into this place, into our hearts, our homes. Come into our community. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill us all with love for one another and fill us especially with love for you. For we ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. And the peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass that peace to one another.
Good morning, church. I offer a warm welcome to all of you as well, and especially any visitors that we have this morning. As I look around, I'm not seeing any visitor. Do we have any visitors this morning? If we do, and you are a visitor, but you don't want to raise your hand, but would like information about the church, please don't hesitate to see Pastor Bruce, Diane Runser, our music director, me, or any of our ushers who would gladly give you a packet of information. You can also get that information if you retrieve it from the Shepherd's Hook out the double doors in the narthex immediately to your left. This is our part of our worship service, our moments of informality, and I'll take a few minutes to tell you about the mission and ministry of our church. Please sign the registration page. You can find that in the red folder, and they're located at the end of your pew. Please sign that, pass it to others, and then bring it back to the center aisle. Also, if you have a prayer request this morning, you'll find 3x5 index cards in those red holders. Complete that card and put it in the clear holder at the end of your pew, and the ushers bring that up to Pastor Bruce for our prayer. Our Bible memory verse for November, we have our memory verse listed on the front page, top center, and we recite that as a congregation. Please do that now. We will do it twice through. Now faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Hebrews 11, 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. We have a number of announcements, and I will highlight a few. But first, Diane Runser would like to present some announcements.
First of all, I want to thank all of you who got volunteered to ring a chime this morning. And thank you to Sarah for taking care of that for me. Let me explain to you what's happening. When we read the roll of names, all of your chimes have a name on them. And when we ring, when that name is called, you start ringing your chime. You can ring it as fast or as slow as you want, but keep ringing it until all the names have been called. And I'll kind of give you an indication up here when you can just kind of let them die out. It's after Halloween, so that means I've got a stack of stuff here for Advent. By the way, happy Thanksgiving, too. Anyway, there is a form on each of the clipboards for the dinner on December 2nd to sign up for that. There is also a form for Hanging of the Greens, which is going to happen November 25th. That's Thanksgiving weekend. We need a lot of help there. If you don't sign up, you can still come and help. It just gives me an idea how much food I have to get together. We have a spot for people, families of all sorts, to sign up to light the Advent wreath candles each week. And we also have a sign up for those who are willing to do a coffee hour each week for either service. So that's in addition to the cookie trays and all that other stuff that was on there. So I would ask that whichever side gets this first, that you make sure that you transfer it in the back to the opposite side. We've been having some problems of it goes up one end and doesn't necessarily get down the other side. So please make sure you see this. I think next week a lot of these forms will be on the bulletin board out in the narthex so that you can catch them without going through the book on the clipboard. Thank you.
Thank you, Diane. And yes, it's a very busy season. Not to jump necessarily forward to Advent, but we do have lots of activities going on in the life of our church. A follow-up to Diane with regard to the reading of the names for All Saints Day. If you are so moved after worship, you may come and take one of the white carnations that represents a person that was perhaps near and dear to your heart. Again, you are welcome to take a carnation in memory of a deceased. The Outreach Committee is very busy. Two things I want to you to pay attention to immediately, and that is they will be providing Thanksgiving baskets. The Outreach Committee provides Thanksgiving baskets for 30 families, and our support is needed to help them do this. In the narthex, there is a poster and little post-it sticky notes that indicate the food items or other things that are needed for those baskets. So please take a look at that. I'm looking out. So it would be to your left when you go out the double doors. There's also a poster for Operation Reindeer. We'll get more into that closer to the beginning of Advent. But start thinking about that. The Outreach Committee also gives Christmas gifts, new unwrapped gifts, to the members, residents at Torrance State Hospital. And they will be collecting them every Sunday during this month. So you can take a look at that now and perhaps find it in your heart to donate to that cause as well. An announcement from the church office. This is to all committees, especially those that will be submitting reports to the 2018 church conference. That is due. Your report is due in the church office by November 12th, which is next Tuesday. Please check your bulletin. Jeannie would like your report emailed to her, and our email address is on the top front page of your bulletin. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to call Jean in the office this week. And also mark ahead that Jeannie will be on vacation from November 19th through the 28th. So touch base with her if you have information that needs to go into the bulletin, or if you might need her assistance during those during that time. She will not be available. Debbie will be here, but Jean is our church secretary that handles all of our reports and correspondence and other things that are written. And there are a variety of other announcements. Please check your bulletin very carefully for activities and meetings and other things going on in the life of our church. And now I would now ask that you turn your hearts and your minds to our worship. Thank you, Diane. I would now ask that you please stand and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting your response to my prompt. From Psalm 146, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. Put not your trust in princes, in mortals, in whom there is no help. Happy are those whose help is in the God of Jacob, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord watches over the sojourners. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, from generation to generation.
Praise the Lord.
Please remain standing for hymn of praise number 706 in your red hymnal. be seated.
Okay. Has anybody out here ever taught you anything, or up there? Taught you anything? Let me snide. First off, let me back up. Who loves you?
Jesus
loves you bunches of bunches. Okay, now, who has taught you something? Your dad teaches you all your math, like division and multiplication. You mean he knows more than 2 plus 2?
Yes.
Okay.
My mom.
Your mom? What your mom taught you?
She teaches me how to cook.
How to cook? What can you cook?
Cookies
and brownies. Oh, the good stuff. Okay. Who else teaches us? Jesus. Of course, he's the pastor. Give him this. He went to Jesus. No, but who besides, who in your life teaches you? Anybody? Your parents, your grandparents, family teaches you?
My best friend.
Your best friend? What's your best friend teach you?
He teaches me how to be kind to other people.
How to be kind to other people. That's good. That's good. And teachers. Teachers at school. Coaches. Coaches teach us how to do that. Friends and family teach us how to play games. We were talking this morning. Some people teach us how to dress ourselves, how to eat. And how to clean. Just there's all so many things that we learn. People teach us how to take care of pets, and some people teach us by showing us.
My coach Sam at swimming, he taught me how to do the correct kick for breaststroke.
Your coach, swimming coach,
yeah.
Taught you how to do the correct breaststroke. Okay, cool. Yeah, my swimming coach taught me how to jump in like a whale, you know, just splash all the water out. But so we learn from people not only by the things they tell us, but we learn from people by the things that they do because they've set the example. So that's how you and I learn. Well, we also, all of us here, the whole congregation, we've learned from the people that we call the saints. Those are Christians who have lived and died before us, before we came along. But they preserved the faith, they preserved the church, and they did a lot of ministries, and they helped a lot of people, and they spread the gospel. And we learn from what they did, from the examples they set for us. And today, we remember that. Later on in the service, we're going to remember the people who have died this past year. But we're really thanking God for all the Christians all the way back to the time of Jesus who have preserved the church and helped it to grow, even when the church was under attack, because there were people who wanted to end the church. Even today, there are people who want to end the church. But the saints have held fast to their faith. So we learn from them. And now it'll be our turn to teach those who are coming after us. So you keep learning. And then when you get the chance, you teach somebody else. Okay? All right, let's huddle up. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all of those saints, those Christians who have gone before us and who have showed us the way. Help us to be faithful. Help us to be faithful to your Holy Spirit. Help us to be faithful to set the example for those who follow us. We ask it in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen.
Yeehaw, indeed. Now, if you weren't tapping your toes out there, you better check your pulse, because your heart might not be beating either. Thank you, Diane and Choir, for that lovely toe-tap and medley. Our word of God this morning is from the Old Testament, from the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verses 11 through 18. Hear now God's word. But Naomi said, "Turn back, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Have I yet sons in my womb that they may become your husbands? Turn back, my daughters. Go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, even if I should have a husband this night and should bear sons, would you therefore wait till they were grown? Would you therefore refrain from marrying? No, my daughters, for it is exceedingly bitter to me for your sake that the hand of the Lord has gone forth against me." Then they lifted up their voices and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. And she, Naomi, said, "See, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. May the Lord do so to me, and more also, if even death parts me from you." And when Naomi saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more. This ends the reading of God's word. I would now ask our ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering.
Thank you.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And Lord, here we give unto you these tithes and these offerings, which represent everything that we have, our time, our talents, our gifts. We lay them at the foot of the cross, put them at your disposal. Use these tithes and offerings. Use us as you see fit. Bless both gift and giver, those who are able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Be seated. Joys. Who has a joy out there they want to share? Pizza. Music. Yes, music. Pizza too, but music.
Sunshine.
Great vacation. Health. Craft show.
My dog.
Your dog. Dawn is here. Woo! What is it?
Halushki.
Indoor plumbing, yes.
Lionel Trains.
I hope you guys are all taking notes. You know what to get them for Christmas now. But for all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. Before we get started, I got a bone to pick. Boy, this really riled me up. The more I thought about it, the madder made me. Saturday's paper. Anybody read the article about the opioid that they just made, the new one? Despite criticism, the FDA okays a powerful new opioid. The drug is 5 to 10 times more potent than the pharmaceutical fentanyl. Yeah, fentanyl was supposed to be the killer of all drugs. Now they've come up with one 5 to 10 times more powerful. The tiny pill, only 3 millimeters in diameter, is likely to worsen the nation's drug crisis, according to critics and the head of the FDA's advisory committee on painkillers. They said it will become another illicit drug. But because of greed, they're going to go ahead with it. That makes me so mad. You see lives being destroyed, and FUMC, our church, USA, our country. Boy, we sure need the prayer. We want to come against the opioid epidemic in the name of Jesus. Pastor Ron's wife, Robin, had to go to the hospital last night. Had to have tests run. She's having more tests run on Monday, but her sugar was through the roof. Remember David and Virginia in your prayers. Continue to pray for Donna, for Danny, for Bonnie, for Justin. Pray for those who are lost, who don't know Jesus. Traveling mercies for all those who are on the road. This is everybody's homework. Who else do we want to pray for? Joanne. What was the last name?
Dumick.
Connie. Kristen. first responders, law enforcement, missionaries, people on the back of our bulletin, all those involved with the Tree of Life Synagogue, which is why we have this candle up here lit today. Unspoken requests, raise your hand. And for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Remember Diane and Ralph in your prayers. Diane and Ralph. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and God, thank you for our blessings. Thank you for the roof over our heads, the clothes that we wear, the food that we eat, the choices that we have, for the land in which we live. Thank you for friends and family, for our health such that it is, our abundance. Thank you, God, for this place, for communion, for remembering. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. And God, we believe, help our unbelief. We believe that greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world, that the chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus. By his stripes we are healed. We believe, God, that we are your children and that you're greater than any problem that anybody has. And we lift up this opioid epidemic unto you, God, and we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We pray for those among us who are sick and hurting, Lord, mentally, physically, and spiritually, who need your comfort and peace. We pray for them, God. We lift up to you all the requests made known here today, spoken and unspoken. Come, Holy Spirit, and do a mighty work in and through our lives, in the lives of these people. Wrap your arms around them and whisper in their ears that you love them. Fill them all with the revelation truth of Jesus Christ. And God, we will be careful to give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. If you are able, please stand for the reading of the gospel. This is the gospel according to Mark, chapter 12, beginning with verse 28. This is the word of the Lord. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." "Well said, teacher," the man replied. "You are right in saying that God is one and there is no other but him. To love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And from then on, no one dared ask him any more questions. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. 2 + 2 = huh. 6 - 3 = okay, I'll hold counseling sessions this week. Some of you folks are just kind of rebellious here. It is. This sermon is just one of those ones that's a no-brainer. You know, you've heard me say that before. It really preaches itself. So why do you have to say anything? Because I like to talk. Jesus was debating with some Pharisees and scribes and Sadducees. They were trying to trap Jesus. They were trying to get him to say something that they can get him in trouble for. But Jesus was just mowing them down left and right. He was answering them correctly. The people who were gathered around listening were very impressed with Jesus. And this one young man comes up and he hears all the conversation going on. He sees that Jesus has wisdom, and so he asked him. He says, which commandment is the most important? You see, it means more to them. To the Jews, they lived by their religion. They lived by the scriptures. So they lived by the commandments. From the time of Moses and the Ten Commandments, they have the Torah, and their religion is lived out. Ours is almost lived out just in church and in activities we do for church. But for the Jews, I mean, there was rituals for everything, for work and for eating and for cleaning and all this. And so this fellow wanted to know what the most important commandment was. And Jesus said, it is from Deuteronomy 6, 4 to 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Jesus was speaking to the Jews, and he told them that is the greatest commandment, because it is the commandment that they start all their prayer life with. They begin every day with that commandment. They end every night with that commandment. Church, when they do synagogue, they begin with that commandment. Everything flows, their faith flows out of that commandment. It comes from Deuteronomy chapter 6. 4 to 9. If you have a pen or a pencil, I would like you to write that down and read that. If you can, read it every day this week. Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 9. It's called the Great Shema. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your house and all on your gates. They had these boxes, little wooden boxes with a string that would hang around their heads, and on the forehead would hang this little box, and inside the box was a little roll of scriptures. They had a band that went around the arm with a little box, and inside was a roll of scriptures. On the door frames of their houses, they had these little holders that had little rolls of scriptures put in there. Whenever they would go out of the house, they would touch that box. Whenever they would come in, they would touch that box. They would always begin their prayers with, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, strength, and mind. You love God more than you love anything. Everything flows out of that. All of life for us flows out of that. That the first and most important thing that you and I have to do in our lives is to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Everything else then falls into place. Scriptures tells us that many times. Jesus said, you have to love me more than you love life itself. You have to love me more than you love your spouse, your children. That is the same as loving the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Scripture also tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Everything else will be added unto you. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That we're born in God. We live out of God. We've got to remember that. And Jesus said in the second commandment, is just as important. It is to love others as you love yourself. That's a problem in our society today. And why is it a problem? It's not because we don't love other people. We don't. But we are loving other people the way we love ourselves, because the problem is we don't love ourselves. We are a society full of people of poor self-images. And we've been beaten down from every direction you can think of. But we serve a God of new beginnings. A God who will give us the grace to start over. We have to remember in whose image we were created. We were created in the image of Almighty God. God himself became one of us, came down and lived and died for us so that we could relate to God through that flesh, through Jesus Christ. So we'd have that connection. It changes everything. It gives us direction and motivation. It's the lens through which we view all of life and everything that we do when we started off with, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Love the Lord our God with all of our strength, soul, and mind." With everything that's within us, love God. When we go to work, when we're in our relationships with our family and our neighbors, when we're walking down the road, when we're raising our children, when we're at church, when we're helping those who are in need, we do it because we love the Lord our God and because we're to love one another as ourselves. So if we first love ourselves, then we can love others. It's a no-brainer. Jesus said it, and that settles it. It's the most important commandment. And the second one is just like it. So love others the way you love yourself. And if you don't love yourself, you need to change that. You need to repent of that because you were created in the image of God. And with God, there is forgiveness. So just repent, ask for forgiveness, and love yourself, and then love others. But in everything that you do, first, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, and strength. God loves you, and so do I. Your bulletin for your litany for All Saints Sunday, and just follow along. Ever-living God, this day revives in us memories of loved ones who are no more. What happiness we shared when they walked among us. What joy when, loving and being loved, we lived our lives together. Months or years may have passed, and still we feel near to them. Our hearts yearn for them. Though the bitter grief has softened, a duller pain abides. For the place where once they stood is empty now. The links of life are broken, but the links of love and longing cannot break. We see them now with the eye of memory, their faults forgiven, their virtues grown larger. So does goodness live and weakness fade from sight. We remember them with gratitude and bless their names. And we remember as well the members who but yesterday were part of our congregation and community. To all who cared for us and labored for all people, we pay tribute. May we prove worthy of carrying on the tradition of our faith, for now the task is ours. We give you thanks that now they live and reign with you. As a great crowd of witness, they surround us with their blessings and offer you hymns of praise and thanksgiving. Amen. Lois Landis. Pearl Fry. Barbara Rizzo. Gerald Holderbaum. Isabel Biffle. Doris Ireland. Chloe Bell Jessup.
Zachary Ebbett. Ralph Siskowski. David Wilby. Ronald Lutz. Thomas Ryan. Jerry Hahn. Ruth Painter. Richard Orr Sr. Charles Fetter Jr. Harriet McElfresh Dixon. George Azusa. Arthur Rudge. Beatrice Kluber. Marion Shank. Carol Raymer. Eleanor Crick.
Once again, our candle up here is in memory of and in honor of all those involved in the Tree of Life Synagogue incident. So the endless cloud of witnesses has gone before us, leaving us a legacy of hope and discipleship. Learn from those who have shown God's love in all that they have said and done. You have been set on the path of faithful discipleship. Be at peace. We're going to have communion at the altar rail today. Here's the gluten-free. If you need that, please just holler. Let us know. We have the basket in the middle. This is for your pledge card commitment. You can bring that down with you on your way to the altar rail and deposit it in the basket. If you don't have it today, bring it next week or the week after that, just as soon as you can. Just bring that and turn that into the office, put it in the offering, however you want to do that. Again, it is an act of worship. It's not like paying the utilities. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and Lord, today, Lord, we are going to celebrate communion. Today, Lord, we are going to partake of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Today, Lord, we are going to declare to the world that you are the Lord our God, and we love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. So, God, we're praying that right now you forgive us of our sins. And Lord, fill us with love and forgiveness for those who have sinned against us. For we come to this altar rail today, sinful people. We come to this altar rail today knowing that we don't deserve this, but you love us anyways. And we come to this altar rail today to become more like Jesus. So we give to you our lives as a living sacrifice. Do with us what you will. In Jesus' name, amen. On the night that Jesus was with his disciples celebrating the Passover meal, on the night that he would be betrayed, he instituted a new ceremony. During the meal, he took the bread, and after he had blessed it, we pray, Lord, that you would bless this bread, that it would be for us the body of Christ. He broke that bread, and then he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you." Likewise, after supper, Jesus took the cup, and after he had blessed it, we pray, Lord, that you would bless this cup, that it would be for us the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, our cup of salvation, the new covenant. He gave that cup to his disciples, saying, "Take and drink you all of this, for this is the cup of new salvation. This is my blood poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." He said, "As often as you do this," the cup and the bread, he said, "do this in remembrance of me." And so, Lord, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we give you thanks and praise and surrender. Have your way with us, God. In Jesus' name, amen. We have the ushers, please. Again, if you need gluten-free, just let us know. You can just raise your hand and we'll get it to you. If you're able, please kneel. Take a piece of the bread and hold on to it. This is the body of Almighty God. This is the Word made flesh. Jesus, his body given for us, take and eat. Take a cup. Jesus held nothing back, gave us everything, shed his blood for us, his very life, every drop of his blood, because he loves us that much. And he wants us to love him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. So hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Take and drink. And then rise in peace and go and serve the Lord. Our hymn of parting, find that in your bulletin, to the tune of "When Saints Go Marching In." Let's stand and sing. And just the way I snuffed that candle out, so were the lives of many people snuffed out at the Tree of Life Synagogue. And in another mass shooting after that, there'll be more mass shootings. People are messed up. Our world's messed up. And now we want to turn out an opioid that's more powerful than anything that's ever been out there before. 5 to 10 times more powerful. Just had our membership class this morning and we talked about what it means to be United Methodist. It means that we get involved. It means that we believe that the only religion is social religion, that we go out into the streets and we preach the gospel and we fight injustice and evil wherever we find them. That's what our membership vows say. So we've got our work cut out for us. At the very least, we have to hit our knees in prayer, read scriptures and say prayers, beg God's forgiveness, ask for the Holy Spirit's help. But maybe we need to write letters. Maybe we need to speak up. Maybe we need to take a stand. God help us. So, dear Heavenly Father, pour out your Spirit upon us and guide us and direct us in the way that you would have us go. Help us to truly be the ambassadors of Jesus Christ that you have called us, that you have made us to be. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's children said, Amen. Amen. Thank you.